Now let's turn to look at presuppositions. Presuppositions are basically linguistic assumptions. They are things you assume to be true based on the language that someone is talking or using. Let's give an example. If I were to make a statement like, luckily today the chair's at the back of the room. There's a lot of presuppositions built into that. First of all, that there's such a thing as the back of the room, which means there's something as it called the front of the room. So we've distinguished between back and front. We've also distinguished a question of time. When I say today the chair's at the back of the room, I'm already implying, assuming that at other times and other days it isn't at the back of the room. There are certain presuppositions or assumptions about existence, that even things like rooms and chairs themselves actually exist. And I'm also making a very sort of sneaky value judgment about the whole event. Luckily, the chair's at the back of the room. Now let's look at the kind of presuppositions that I want you to focus on. And by the way, there's many different types. I'm just going to focus on a couple of rough categories for you to get your heads around. And in time, we can develop this into more detailed and complex categories. The first category of presuppositions is one of awareness. Whenever you imply that you're aware of something, you actually draw someone's attention towards it. So use words like know, aware, realize, notice, to assume certain things are true. For example, I know the chair's at the back of the room. I understand the chair's at the back of the room. Are you aware that the chair's at the back of the room? Did you realize that the chair's at the back of the room today? Notice how all these things take your awareness away from the fact that the chair's in the back of the room, or the fact that the chair even exists, and you focus all of your attentions on your awareness of these events. So there's going to be any resistance, it's going to be on the level of awareness, not on the level of whether or not the chair exists. Another presupposition is one utilizing time or a sequence of events. So when I say to you, for example, you can begin to notice the chair at the back of the room, all the focus of attention is on whether you're beginning to do this or not. It isn't on the actual subsequent events. So ways of implying time are words like begin, end, stop, start, continue, proceed. You can continue listening to me as you proceed inside your mind to make pictures of places where you could apply this sort of knowledge. And still, you won't have all those gaps filled, because it's not until you've gone out and done it yourself that you'll begin to notice how this actually works. Another way to use time is to use a sequence of events. So before, after, during, since, prior to, when, as soon as. These are all words that imply a certain sequence of events. The third thing I'll tell you after we finish here is how to apply these things in your day-to-day life. Notice how the emphasis goes on, first of all, after we finish here, so that we're going to be finishing first of all. And also I'm using an ordinance sequence as well, a presupposition of things that's going to happen. So if I tell you the third thing that's going to happen is that you'll realize how to use these skills, you'll be wondering about what the first and second things are as well. And all these things serve to tie up consciousness, to tie up your conscious mind in figuring out all these random things that are really of no importance to me, and allows the actual suggestion to slip by in the background. Now this is incredibly important, because this is a form of overloading of consciousness. As a rule of thumb, if you use three presuppositions, one on the back of the other, the realities that stacks inside someone's head overload, and people just simply will stop analyzing the information and just go with the flow. Of course, going with the flow is another way of saying that they're becoming unconsciously responsive to something, which can be a very good thing. So we've looked at using awareness predicates in order to presuppose certain things. We looked at using time, both as a sequence of time, as well as using verbs and adverbs to imply change of time. Another type of presupposition uses adjectives and adverbs. Words like fortunately, luckily, happily, deeply, easily, curious. All these things imply a quality about the action, and then you begin to pay more attention about the quality than to the action itself. If I say to you the man's running quickly, as opposed to the man is running, If I say to you the man is running, you might ask whether or not the man is actually running or in fact just jogging or walking very quickly. If I say the man's running quickly, you're more likely to turn around and say, well, actually, he's running rather slowly. So the point of resistance is that whether or not it's a quick action, not whether or not the action took place in the first place. Now, you don't have to be aware of how people use presuppositions one stack on top of the other, because fortunately, your unconscious mind will already sort all these things out for you. Now, you can begin to use presupposition only as quickly as you can enjoy the process of having done that. So when you look back on yourself from some time in the future, you can look at all the things and become aware of how simply they were coming out of your mouth within normal conversations. Now, fortunately, you don't have to think about that consciously, because unconsciously, your inner mind will actually make those pictures for you now. Do you begin to understand how overloading someone with presuppositions just cuts out all the ability to just interfere with that consciously? And all that's left is a simple message: make pictures, learn these things, and enjoy the process of just doing this spontaneously. Finally, let me just re-emphasize the general rule of thumb that when you stack three or more presuppositions behind each other, people's ability to keep up and consciously analyze what you're saying almost disappears. So start using them in everything that you do.